This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. The global SaaS software revenues are forecasted to reach $106 billion in 2016, increasing 21% over projected 2015 spending levels, according to recent studies. Oracle realizes this potential growth and has recently hired 1,000 new hires across the APAC region to support this momentum. And I'm here today speaking to Jimmy Chia. He's the Managing Director of Oracle Corporations Malaysia to talk about what it means for the local market. Jimmy, let's start a bit, you know, first with the what's Oracle been doing recently here in Malaysia? You know, any updates, as cloud has been the buzzword for the industry for a couple of years now, and you know, and you guys, you know, Oracle are right in the thick of it.
Right. Thanks, Jeff. First, it's a pleasure to talk with you. Over the 12 or 15 months, there's a lot of exciting things that's been happening with Oracle. So let me try to break down a little bit into what we're going to talk about. The first thing is about newer products. Oracle has launched a lot of fantastic new products that's out in the market today. On our database, we have now come up with our version 12c, which has fantastic functions such as multi-tenancy. Sorry to get a bit more technical. We have come up with a new product which is called Zero Data Loss Recovery Appliance. It's an online backup product. We have come up with, I'm sure you have heard about the latest, even in Malaysia, we are doing this big data, mm-hmm. right? So big data appliances. And in the area of hardware, we have come up with network attached storage, such as ZFS and our SAN storage called FS1. So a lot of new exciting products that came out from Oracle. And over and above that, we've made major acquisitions in the space of marketing, products such as BlueKai, Eloqua, Responsive, fantastic new products that we have added to our portfolio of offerings to our clients. And I also want to talk about this, Jeff, because this is a company that's existing in Malaysia and globally. Oracle acquired a company called Micros, which is the number one software provider to the hospitality sector. And in Malaysia, they have got clients such as Shangri-La, Intercontinental, Marriott, Starwood, local organizations such as Sunway and Star Cruise, and the IGB Group also uses them. So we're very excited with the acquisition, and they'll be a welcome addition to our family of offerings. Mm. But back to where we want to talk about, really the major change or the impact to the organization and even to the companies in Malaysia has been this thing called the cloud effect. You know, in fact, Oracle now has branded itself to be called the cloud company.
All right. Okay. So the focus here in Malaysia now is shifting to, you know, to the cloud as well.
That's right.
A lot of businesses as well. You know, they are, you know, looking for solutions to move into the cloud, and you obviously have your own solutions, and you don't just have one; you have multiple solutions for the cloud. Is this? Do you see this confusing to you know, your customers or your potential customers? You know, when they're trying to move into the cloud, as in like they just don't know where to get into it?
That's a good question, Jeff. I think as with anything, something that's new, especially in this area, whereby the old the older practice is that you acquired products, you bought hardware, you bought software, you licensed software, and then you have to have, you know, there's a perceived sense of ownership to these assets that you have. And the principle of cloud is that it's a pay per use, or you know, once with a switch you turn on and it's really available for you. So first and foremost, it's a different concept that the people are facing. So you know, you no longer own. So there's a sense of sometimes perhaps maybe a loss to the you know, a perceived loss to the organizations. So yes, there is some confusion as to the platform in which this is being offered to the clients. And of course, then after they'll ask, you know, if I don't own the products, where will they be? All right. So we have to do some education to them to say that presently today, you know, like you are taking on electricity from Tenaga Nasional.
Yeah.
You don't own the generators, right? But what you want to ensure is that you have the service levels that you want, and make sure that it's really available to you as and when you want that. Hmm. So good question that you raised, Jeff. There is some initial confusion. But again, it's it's the job of people like myself and even my competitors would be trying to bring this awareness to the market and making telling them that this is something that's actually good and they should consider it.
And there are multiple cloud solutions, you know. There's software as a service, SaaS, and then there's platform as a service, and there's information as a service. What are all these, I call them, alphabet jargons or alphabet soups, like SaaS, PaaS, AaaS, and all that, right? A lot of things. So in terms of you going up to a customer and telling them what's right for them, how do you decide, SaaS is something for them or PaaS is something for them?
Okay, I think what at Oracle we're trying to get away from is actually, like you said, to load the customer with a lot of technology and jargon. To a certain extent, what I feel is that it's not it's more secondary as to what we offer as opposed to what the customer really requires. So first and foremost, we try to understand what the customer is looking for, what's suitable for the environment. And then comes the proposal of the type of solution and then the platform which is being offered, which is whether it's a SaaS environment or platform or infrastructure. So it really depends on the functions. Our job is to truly understand what the customer needs and not push a product because it's out there.
You know, as I mentioned at the start, SaaS, software as a service, it's really buzzing at the moment. What do you think is, these solutions are ticking the right boxes that making it so popular with a lot of businesses and a lot of organizations choosing software as a service?
Okay, good. That's a good question as well. Why is it so appealing now today? Yeah. I think it's appealing for a few reasons. Number one is because it's available. I think that's the important thing. And it's performing at a... it's available and it's performing at an optimum level which allows businesses to reap the benefits of its technology. Number one is, if we don't have internet today and performing at the levels that we want, we can't provide this cloud services to the customer. What we want is the customer waiting for his service, which seems to take a long time to come. So that's number one. I think number two is the pervasiveness of technology today, and we want really available products everywhere, anytime, everywhere. Mobility is key to them as well, right? In the devices that I want, in the manner in which I want to look at. So this all of these things come into play. If you compare to the older time whereby you have this software, it's only available in the office, you can only go to the office and use it. It comes up with this format that everyone looks at it the same way with the same graphical interface. But with the new products, it can be tailored to whatever you want it to be, and it can be tailored to the function that you're doing on the fly. So whether you're using tablets or whether you're using mobile phones, it's accessible. In short, if you can put it in a simpler way, it's available to you as an application on your phone. All right. So this requirement of being on the go, mobility, fast response, the fact that we have the infrastructure, in Malaysia, and I think recently we have heard MCMC say that even broadband rates are coming down. So all this comes together to make a cloud solution, or we call it SaaS for software, very appealing to the general, to all our customers.
I'm speaking to Jimmy Chia. He's the Managing Director of Oracle Corporation, and we'll discuss more about the cloud and also about the new hirings and how does this affect the Malaysian business. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu, and I'm speaking to Jimmy Chia. He's the Managing Director for Oracle Corporation Malaysia. And early on, we spoke about, why is software as a service, being such an appealing solution for businesses and organizations, because it's, it's forecasted to reach $106 billion in revenues come 2016. What about, new types of services like data, for example, because, you mentioned big data.
Right.
Do you see data being something as a service, in the future down the road as well?
Yes. Thanks for that, Jeff. In fact, it's already available today. Oracle is the only company in the world which provides three types of products as a service to our customers. Number one is, we have mentioned just now about software as a service. That's basically talking about applications. So we have products in the space of human capital management, in CRM, and in ERP. So that's really what we call SaaS, software as a service. In terms of the products or the tools that's used for development, such as database, such as Java, we offer it in terms of what we call platform as a service, or we call it PaaS. So that's, again, available from Oracle for customers who's going to do development using Oracle products. The third type of service that we provide is infrastructure as a service. And because of our acquisition of Sun Microsystems some 5-6 years ago, we now even provide engineered systems as well as Sun servers and even storage as a service to our customers. So all these three services provides the full suite to our customers depending on their requirement or what they need at the time. Mm.
And are businesses here in Malaysia sort of, you know, open to new technologies? Do you see them, you know, understanding is obviously one part of it, but the openness or the willingness to adopt new technologies and be ahead of, you know, the companies or, you know, businesses or organizations across Southeast Asia, do you see Malaysian businesses having that, you know, one foot in mindset that, you know, they're willing to take that step?
Absolutely, Jeff. What's important, I think, today is, number one, we have the technology and capability to provide it in Malaysia. I think that's important. As I said to you, if broadband was expensive, if the performance wasn't reliable, then we have a problem with that. But in Malaysia, it's fully available, and it's performing at the levels that, you know, is suitable for this. So the availability, I think, is the first thing. I think we certainly have to do a lot more work in terms of educating the people, or rather educating the customers in terms of these solutions and how it can help them. But I'm very encouraged by the fact that even in the past 12 months in Malaysia, we have had a lot of take-up from organizations that, you know, surprisingly, are large organizations, banks, you know, government, broadcasting organizations, oil and gas, transportation companies, and even if I may say so, Bursa Malaysia. They are a cloud user on our RightNow product. So the take up, you know, is very encouraging. And one of the things that customers must realize when they adopt a cloud solution is that it provides a lot of business benefits to them. The first thing is that in terms of its readiness to be deployed, it's much faster because it's turned on as a service. That's number one. Number two, in terms of the cost, the investment, no longer do customers have to invest in, you know, monolithic hardware. Yeah. They have to wait for the hardware to come. They have to pay for the hardware. And remember, hardware,
setting up.
Yes, it's a depreciating asset. Then the software can be deployed immediately. Mm. Now, what's happening in the back end, whenever you buy hardware or you license software, you have to maintain it. So that's all this back-end work is now taken away from you, right? You don't have to invest in them anymore. And especially with people, you know, talents is a scarce resource. You have to hire the right people to make. And remember, even hardware, they have a life. You have to keep on refreshing them. So from in terms of a efficiency point of view, a flexibility point of view, and more importantly, from a cost point of view, the, you know, these are the really the benefits of why someone should adopt a cloud and really consider a cloud solution. Mm.
So let's talk about the new hires across the region. Why the huge number, you know, add into the staff in the region, and what roles are these? You know, 1,000 new employees across the APAC region. That's
right.
A lot.
Thanks, Jeff. Basically, we call this program the Rainmaker Program. And basically, it's it covers two areas: acquisition as well as retention of people. And because of the growth of the cloud products that we've got, and I said the need to spread more awareness to clients as well as new clients, we have set the target to hire. And in the midst of doing that, and a lot of my new colleagues have already come in, 1,000 new sales reps in Asia Pac. So it's focused. The sales force is going to grow by 1,000 people in Asia Pac. If I zoom down to ASEAN, that's about 180 people, 180 new salespeople in ASEAN. And specifically down to Malaysia, we were adding an additional 50% additional field sales force to our local operations. Mm. So that's quite a large increase. And we believe that the drive in cloud will more than require this staff, new staff force for us.
How would this impact your Malaysian you know, side of the business?
Right. So certainly we have now more people to spread the good news. We will have more people, as I said, initially is to understand the customer's requirements. So there's a fair bit of work that we have to do to first understand what the customer wants and then make the right recommendation to them. We believe that the penetration of customers within the cloud currently is fairly low in Malaysia, as I said, because of education and awareness. But we believe that with this new hires and our existing staff force, we will be very ready to, address this challenge.
And you talk about, the one of the plus sides is you get to understand more about what the Malaysian customers want. What do they want that is different from, across the region, for example? Is there a difference in need of, Malaysian businesses that, that requires, this new research into it?
Well, apart from, very specific country-specific requirements such as, localization or currently now with the GST, there's not much difference. I mean, what a customer looks for is basically a product which is robust, highly functional, able to deploy it immediately, high security, have the organization with the ability to help deploy the software or the infrastructure or the platform for them, with the best expertise. So this is what in Oracle, from the back end between ourselves and our partners, we're making sure that, the back end parts are all there as well, so we can fulfill the requirements of these customers. Mm. And largely it's about making sure that they have a very cost-effective solution.
Mm. Now, what are some of the current challenges that you see, businesses here or organizations here or even yourself here facing when we talk about cloud or, solutions and stuff? And how are you addressing this and what are some of the trends you foresee happening?
The challenges are largely in awareness and making sure that it's marked the right way with the right messages, showing them the benefits, the return on investment that it would make. So it's largely that. In fact, as I said, with the customers using cloud, one of the issues that will be taken away from them is the manpower that's required to manage this new technology, because it's offered as a service. And as you know, in Malaysia, with many parts of the world, one of the challenges is getting the talents that we have. And as I said, this becomes a business benefit to them, so they can really focus on what their core business is.
Any trends that you foresee picking up here in Malaysia for a cloud perspective?
Certainly, in terms of our offerings, we are very encouraged by what we're seeing in terms of the applications, the software space. We are also encouraged by the platform whereby customers are now using the service to help them in developing and testing their products that they develop on Oracle. One of the things that just now you mentioned a little bit about on it was big data. So that's something that I think that's also a trend. MDEC and the government is doing a lot of work there. Within our customers too, we have seen a lot of them do pilot projects to try and understand structured and unstructured data. What additional information can they derive which helps them drive their business better, serve their customers better, become more competitive and the like. So that's a trend that I see that's happening. Mm.
All right, I've been speaking to Jimmy Chia. He's the Managing Director for Oracle Corporation Malaysia. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.